This piece was brought to you by the Tabard Inn, tabardinn.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
By the year 2050, the population of the planet is expected to be 9 billion people. In order to feed all of these people, we'll need to increase food production drastically. This will most likely mean making some large sacrifices. Large-scale food production changes how a landscape looks and operates. It's a hard decision between leaving an environment untouched and maximizing its capacity for food production. At the center of this balancing act is Drake's Bay Oyster Company of Marin County, California. Drake's Bay produces over one-third of California's oysters. On August 1st, Drake's Bay was closed in order to return the land to wilderness. The farm lies in an area of Point Reyes National Seashore, designated by Congress as a marine wilderness in 1976. Part of the agreement states that the land remained free from commercial activity. Although there's been oyster farming in this bay for over 100 years, the U.S. Department of the Interior decided not to renew the farm's 40-year lease on the land. As a result, the company has been forced to stop their operations and close. Local businesses, including many restaurants that serve the oysters, filed a last-minute lawsuit against the Department of the Interior. Drake's Bay Oyster Farm produces as many as 100,000 oysters per day, making it a staple in the local food community. The lawsuit contends that the former U.S. Interior Secretary didn't follow the law in his decision to close the farm. Many believe, however, that the chances of overturning the decision are slim. Oysters have a reputation not only for being a sustainable food source, but of cleaning the water around them. This case separates two schools of environmentalists. The first are those who believe the land should be returned to the way it was, to a pre-human condition. The other school believes that a pre-human condition is an unrealistic standard. This group focuses on sustainable forms of food production. These environmentalists see the oysters of Drake's Bay as a way to offset more invasive forms of seafood farming. On top of population increase, there is global warming. Some sources estimate that global warming could potentially wipe out up to 40% of the planet's species of both plants and animals. This change could radically alter our food sources. The closing of Drake's Bay Oyster Company is part of the growing debate about sustainable seafood. As the population increases and the climate continues to change, many more hard decisions about our food supply will come. For HeritageRadioNetwork.org, I'm Eliza Lair.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.